defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as Governor John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
One of my very favorite people in this town is going to be our next guest at 105. Jesse Turner, a Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, he is a homeless activist, and as he always reminds me, he is also a politician. And he'll join us, and we'll talk about what the battle in District 1 is going to be about. We're also going to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff that have nothing to do with the campaign. The future of Clark County in the year 2022, fake Trump supporters in the GOP, and a whole lot more. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Let's give you consolation.
My name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The New Year's Eve Times Square ball drop will be going on as planned, though with smaller crowds because of COVID-19.
We're looking forward to 2022, getting past the COVID era.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio tells the Today Show, "We've got to send a message to the world. New York City is open, but crowds watching the ball drop will be smaller, vaccinated, and masked."
It's going to be outdoors, vaccination only, masks required, socially distanced, but we want to show that we're moving forward.
Mayor de Blasio's last day in office is tomorrow. The city's next mayor, Eric Adams, will take the oath of office in Times Square early Saturday. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, President Biden scheduled to speak to Russia's Vladimir Putin today. Tensions along the Ukrainian border prompting this latest talk between the two leaders. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits has fallen below 200,000. More evidence the job market remains strong in the aftermath of last year's coronavirus recession. The Labor Department says jobless claims dropping by 8,000 to 198,000 last week. In consumer news, Tesla recalling some Model 3s. That's due to a faulty rear camera connection.
The automaker is initiating the recall because a coaxial cable for the backup camera can become worn after repeated opening and closing of the trunk. preventing it from transmitting images to the dashboard console. All Model 3s from model years 2017 to 2020 are included in the recall. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says as many as 356,000 cars could be affected. Tesla is not aware of any crashes, injuries, or deaths caused by the defect. I'm Mike Hempen.
Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 90 points. The NASDAQ off 24. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Cultural Marxism is spreading like wildfire in America. But did you know that this so-called woke ideology is also flooding into the church?
Reparations fits into the scope of the Gospels.
Watch the documentary, How the Left is Stealing Your Church, and discover how the ideology behind critical race theory and the LGBT agenda is being smuggled into the evangelical world. Stream it now for $9.99 or get the DVD for $12.99. Go to SalemNow.com or look for the Salem Now app.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Do you know a high school senior who could use some extra cash to attend college? Encourage them to apply for the Ronald McDonald House Charity Scholarship. RMHC, McDonald's, and our community partners have awarded more than $4 million in scholarships to deserving students over the years. So apply today. Current high school seniors in Clark and Nye counties with a 2.7 GPA are eligible. For details on how to apply, visit rmhlv.org. Applications are due January 7th.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Marquees up and down the Las Vegas Strip honored former U.S. Senator Harry Reid for about an hour last night. The displays, which include a picture of Nevada's longest-serving U.S. senator in state history, simply said, "Nevada-born, Nevada legend, thank you, Senator Reid." Reid passed away Tuesday after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 82 years of age. Both Clark County and Nevada's COVID-19 numbers continue to go up. The county's 14-day test positivity rate is now at 10.1%. That's up almost double from its recent low of 5.8% on November 1st. Nevada's two-week rolling rate is 9.3%. As of yesterday, some 54.3% of eligible Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated. Well, after more than 3 years on the job, North Las Vegas' first female police chief is retiring. Police Chief Pamela Ojeda is officially done January 6th. She joined the department in 1995 as a dispatcher and through the years worked as a crime scene investigator in narcotics and a patrol officer and detective. So, congratulations.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Now, commuters are averaging about 45 miles per hour right now through the resort area of Interstate 15, north at Spring Mountain, southbound at Flamingo. But you're extremely slow through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. Only two lanes available, both directions. That's between Main Street and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when you follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall. It is live and local on AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us on this Thursday before New Year's Eve. We'll be on Best Of tomorrow, then we'll be back with a live show on Monday, and off we go into 2022. I am so excited to have him on. He is a breath of fresh air politically, I think. He is one of a kind. He is Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. He is a civil rights leader, a homeless activist, and as he is always wont to remind me, he is also a politician. He joins us. Jesse, tell me how Christmas was around the Jesse Turner household.
Christmas for me is always grandkids. Even my kids, all of my kids are in their 30s. So even my kids will tell you, Christmas for me is like grandpa and grandkids. So, you know, Christmas is grandkids and happiness for me. And I'm just so happy. My kids, they like, he didn't pass right by us. He didn't went straight to the grandkids.
Oh.
So wonderful. And being a grandfather. And that's why I'm running. People say, why would you put everything on the line? I don't fundraise. I don't take anything from anybody. I put everything and my family and everything on the line. It's for the children. It's for my grandkids and everybody's kids. So that my grandkids and everybody else's children, I have a chance of growing up in a state where we're not mandated to be good little communists. I want my kids to have the chance me and you have.
I want to ask you, because a lot of people have asked me, we have you know, 9 people in the gubernatorial primary, maybe more, who knows. and this is going to be a highly contested race as well, and one that is, for Republicans, winnable, a lot of people believe. I'm just curious why you picked this particular race. What is there about this seat that is so vitally important that you would give up everything to be a part of this race?
Well, when I started out, I was just a political strategist. I was a really good political strategist, and I didn't want to be, you know, I wasn't interested in being a congressman. But when Mary Perry was running for District 1, the party put up no fight for District 1. And hadn't been a union member and hadn't built District 1, had been a Republican all my life, I couldn't just sit back and watch District 1 go without anybody willing to fight. It was just a party. And you notice, Kevin, every year said, we can't take District 1. So when I came, I said, I'm just taking District 1. I don't want Republican help because it's no help going to come. Then everybody's attitude was like, oh, he's taking District 1. So we have to have the attitude because we have such a defeatist attitude. District 1 flips the whole state red. So you have to ask yourself, it's illogical. Well, you have, at that point before they redistrict, District 1 was the smallest district in America. You literally need as many votes as running for mayor of Las Vegas as to flip a congressional seat that would turn the district red, and we had capitulated and gave it up. I knew I could take it. I did it for my kids in the future. So I was forced into it to serve. I was forced into service because I knew that I would do it. I knew I believed in Jesus. I have faith. I had so much faith I could do it. And because I wasn't doing it for myself, it's easy to put yourself at risk when you have faith like that.
I want to ask you about the future of Clark County. I know that we always, at the end of the year, look back, but I want to choose to look ahead to the year 2022 for Clark County. What do you see in your crystal ball relative to Clark County and 2022?
Well, right now we're going to have the base come together and take leadership over the leadership. Because when I talk to people, like I talk to Kerry Buck and Jesse Law and these dividing factions, and they don't seem to want to acknowledge that every single person is running for any office in the Republican Party, we're running with a handicap with a divided Clark County. Having been involved with Clark County for so many years and seeing how strong it was in the past, see it divided, right, where I'm running for Congress and so many other people are running for office in the most critical election that could be our last true free election of our lives. To divide Clark County is working right with the Democrats because they don't need to divide and conquer. We're literally handing them victory through division. So for 2022, we need to put down a lot of these lawsuits. We need to have bigger people step up and say, hey, we can't split the people who were poll watchers, the people who went door to door. We can't divide them and depress the people who put so much work into building up Clark County because we're in a civil war against each other. So in 2022, we need leadership to say, we have people trolling each other on the website to see who's a part of this and who's a part of that. And they are really good Republicans, you know. And so we're in such a civil war, and nobody wants to admit, not even people running like me, seem like other than me and you, the only people talk about how they could put a candidate at a disadvantage when you split Clark County right during the election. It would seem like it's something that's logical, but everybody's so much interested in having a little bit of power in a blue Democrat state instead of making sure we can have a lot of power in a red state. They're just power hungry, and they're not looking out for the best interest of the party or the people. So for 2022, unless we put down these lawsuits, unless we some kind of way unite and call a truce for Clark County, we're putting every single candidate at a disadvantage. And if we have a bunch of people running in the primaries like we do now, governors that's not willing to talk about it other than me and you, then we have a lot of weak people running too, because everybody running should be united with me saying, right now, we need to call a truce.
I have people come to me all the time, Jesse, and they ask me about people we have on the show, if it's a judge race, which one's conservative, blah, 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 blah. And the question I get about congressional candidates and Senate candidates, are they pro-Trump or are they not pro-Trump? Are they fake pro-Trump folks? What about Jesse Turner?
Well, it's easy to see, like, there are a lot of fake Trump supporters. And the reason I can say that, because it's evident in how, especially in the leadership of this party, starting with Mitch McConnell, you know, Lindsey Graham, who flip-flop, we call him flop-flipper, and a lot of people running here in this state. It's impossible to be a Trump supporter if you're not talking about Letitia James. Me and you have been talking about how she ran just to lock up President Trump, how the district attorney of Manhattan ran. Trump supporters should be organized. If we had a leadership that was Trump supporters, we could never let anybody run to lock up our leader or any political opponent. And if they did it to Trump, then if you think you can back Sanchez or Ted Cruz, they're going to do it to him. Real Trump supporters will stand up and say, hey, be organized. You can't elect anybody that's running as a district attorney to lock up anybody, whether they're Republican or not. We have a lot of people in this party that's not saying anything. Only people talk about it, me and you. They got people saying they Trump supporters and they wanted to run for president in 2024, but not saying anything about him being kicked off of Twitter. If we don't support President Trump and make sure that we get him back on Twitter and make sure that nobody can be knocked off as a political opposition opponent from high tech, then they'll do it to Sanchez, they'll do it to Cruz, they'll do it to anybody. But it's okay if they do it to Trump. They don't know we're setting the president right now, our principle, where anytime we have a conservative, they could just knock him off of social media, and now they're running with their hands behind their back. There's a lot of people say they support President Trump, won't get together with me and organize and say, let's stop this. You know, President Trump came out and said, I'm against the mandate for vaccinations. But anybody who wants to get a booster, or if you want to get that's good for you, they booed him. Yes, they booed him because he said you should have a choice for your own body. We have a bunch of fake Trump supporters going around Candace Owens, or whoever her name is, went and argued with him about, no, nobody should get a vaccination. That's the same thing as a mandate. They basically, people saying they support Trump is just as communist as a Democrat. It's everybody's choice. It's a bioweapon. You got people saying it's at least from China, saying don't do this and don't do that. No, an 80-year-old man not going to make the same choice as a 20-year-old person, and it's idiotic. They mandate anything on anybody. We got people saying we're against mandating while they're literally booing President Trump when he's saying we're against mandates, but it's everybody's choice. They're not real Trump supporters. Marjorie Taylor Greene President Trump put out a tweet saying, okay, black people, if you want to celebrate Kwanzaa, go ahead. The Republican College Association of Young Republicans put out a tweet. Okay, if black people want to celebrate Kwanzaa, go ahead. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and said, don't do that. You're a runoff white people. It's a fake religion. every black person know it's not even a religion. So you can't defend that. She's not no Trump supporter. President Trump came out and said, don't give them an infrastructure bill. It'll just lead to reconciliation. You got a lot of people saying, we're doing good. We build the infrastructure. These are fake Trump supporters. And you know it because everything President Trump does, they go against it. You didn't, Kevin, I got a question. Have you ever seen when Bush ran a whole bunch of black people saying blacks for Bush standing behind him? I sure didn't.
No.
I sure didn't. I didn't see a whole bunch of signs behind McCain saying blacks for McCain. And I sure would never, I'd have been in shock if they did it for Romney. But you look at President Trump's rallies, you see a whole bunch of black people with this thing saying black people for Trump. If you was a Trump supporter, you would be trying to grow the party like President Trump, not talking about we don't need any black people. All of these people are fake Trump supporters. And when he say something, they boo him. That's how you tell if they want to. They're not fighting Letitia James. They're not fighting to get him back on the internet. They say, yeah, let President Trump run. Well, how can any president run handicapped? Twitter's one of the reasons he got elected. We should be a national movement to demand that he's back on Twitter. National movement to demand that Letitia James can't just run to lock up him and his family and we sit back and let him do it. These are fake Trump supporters who work for Bush, Romney, and McCain. And until we wake up and start having debates and see where they really coming from and fight, but not just President Trump, it don't matter if you like him. Whatever they do to him, they'll do to DeSantis and they'll do it to Cruz.
One thing you can say about Jesse Turner, he stirs it up, and he'll be stirring it up again here in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break. More to come. Jesse Turner is Republican candidate for Congress in CD1 right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna
take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's interesting when you follow a candidate and you see some of the stuff that's either on a website or on some sort of mailer or whatever. Joining us now is Jesse Turner, Republican candidate for Congress in CD1. Republicans are the new minorities. Can you explain what that's about?
Well, we talked about it, Kevin. You know, and for the audience, they've redistricted that the Republicans are majority white party, because every redistrict is now majority minority. White people, especially a minority white Republican Party, are now political minorities. And as a political minority, political strategy must change. I haven't been a Republican. Like I said, I've been doing this 40 years. I started at 20 with Reagan. I've always been a minority, you know, inside a Republican Party. I've been a minority on top of a minority. So I'm used to fighting as a minority. But right now, we have a lot of people that are so used to being the majority that they're in denial. Majority of Americans under 15, the most of the population are minorities, which means within 10 to 15 years, almost all of every voting place you vote, it'll be majority minority. When I started with Reagan 40 years ago, we were saying in 50 years, because we got so many illegal immigrants and because the Democrats' plan is to bring in a change the population through race, that in about, I remember 40 years, we were saying it'd take about 50 years. Well, those years went by so fast that it's already happened here. So Republicans are political minorities as far as because of the makeup of the party is mostly white. And that's a fact. And unless we change our strategy and come out of denial. So we're in deep denial and grief. You know, we nominated the last three people we nominated for president turned on our party, like Benedict Arthur, you know, like Judas, the Bushes, the McCain, the Romneys, the Goldwaters. They all betrayed us after building this party all these years, and we're in grief. Some people are in denial. They don't want to accept it. Some people are angry. They went straight from denial to anger and got mad. Some people are bargaining, like Mitch McConnell. They bargain away our future with stupid infrastructure deals tagged along with reconciliation. Some people are just depressed, and they just look at the news and say they're just running right over us. And then we got to get to the point where we accept it. We stand up and say we don't have to fight back physically. We don't have to fall into their hands. We can win them anyway on any battleground, in a debate, any place at any time. And we are a community of faith. We can defeat them. We have to accept that we've been betrayed.
Let me ask you, with 2022 being a big time in your life, what is the path to victory when it comes to the June primary? The fact that we have so many independents or unaffiliated voters, is that going to work in the Republicans' favor?
It's basically rhinos in the making. If you're proud of being a Republican, if you voted for Trump, back up your vote. You can't say, I voted for Trump, and then you're getting to run from him, don't want nobody to come and talk about him. And the moment somebody say you're with him, you're a racist, you're a traitor, you're a domestic terrorist, and you start running and can't defend yourself. I'm a black American that's been doing this all my life. I grew up in South Central L.A. in a gang-infested neighborhood as a Republican, and my whole family left me. I didn't care. I was right. We're right. So what we have to do is have people that say, I voted, I'm a Republican, and I'm proud of it, and stand up and defend themselves.